Morning. Psalm 113 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants, the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised." God reveals his character. In Sunday school, we thought it would help us to know him better to search out his name from Genesis to Revelation, and to find each of his names cause to love and praise him even more. Each student has personally selected three names of God that have special meaning to them, and they would like to present it this morning to you. Please enjoy this presentation as a cause for worshiping and praising God, God's name, and his character. Please welcome the 2022 Sunday School.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
He is.
He is.
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
He is Jehovah M. Kadesh, the Lord who sanctifies you, the Lord who makes holy. Exodus 31:13. Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, "Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you."
He is a star. Numbers 24:17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. A scepter shall rise out of Israel, and batter the brow of Moab, and destroy all the sons of Tumah.
He is my rock and my fortress. Psalms 31:3. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
He is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of powers. 1 Samuel 1:3. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh.
He is the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds. 2 Samuel 23:4. And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain.
He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my shepherd. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He is a friend that loveth at all times. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
He is most blessed forever. Psalm 21:6. For you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your presence.
He is a stone of grace. Proverbs 17:8. A present is a precious stone in the eyes of its possessor. Wherever he turns, he prospers.
He is holy, holy, holy. Isaiah 6:3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
He is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
He is the Word of God. Revelation 19:13. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
He is a tried stone. Isaiah 28:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, "Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily."
He is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. Judges 6:24. So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord, and called it, "The Lord is peace."
He is my all in all. Colossians 3:11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
He is the chiefest among 10,000. Song of Solomon 5:10. My beloved is radiant and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000.
He is my wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption.
He is my restorer. Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul. He leads me into the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake.
He
He is my well-beloved. Song of Solomon 1:13. A bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me.
He is as rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. Psalm 72:6. He shall come down like rain upon the grass, before mowing it, mowing like showers that water the earth.
He is the Lamb of God. John 1:29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
He is mighty. Isaiah 63:1. Who is this who comes from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I, who speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
He is the door of the sheep. John 10:7. Then Jesus said to them again, saying, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep."
He is the King of Kings. Revelation 19:16. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
He is a refiner's fire, fuller's soap. Malachi 3:2. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap.
He is my strong rock. Psalm 31:2. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me.
He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He is the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
He is the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star.
He is the word that is made flesh, John 1:14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, the full of grace and truth.
He is, his countenance is as of Lebanon. Song of Solomon 5:15. His legs are pillars of marble set on bases of fine gold. His countenance is like Lebanon. Excellent as the cedars, yea, he is altogether lovely.
He is the rock of ages, Isaiah 26:4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength.
He is Lord over all, Romans 10:12. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him.
He is the Word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He is the great shepherd that was brought again from the dead. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make yourself in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be the glory forever and ever.
He is the temple, Revelation 21:22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
We would now like to sing "You Are Holy," for the song lists the many names of God. We'll sing through it twice, and I would like the congregation to join us for the second round.
Worthy of praise.
devotion. May it help us pause to meditate and worship on God's character and on all that He is.
Rejected, he is stricken, he is bitten, he is wounded,
bruised,
he is pressed,
he is a portion
resurrection, King of the daughter of Zion,
the corn of wheat.
He is the light,
our Lord, Master,
my example.
He is the way,
the truth,
the life,
the vine, scourge,
crown, the crown of thorns,
crucified as the King of the Jews.
He is exalted,
glorified,
the Holy One and the Just,
the Prince of Life,
the Anointed,
the Prince and a Savior.
He is Lord Jesus.
He is Lord of all.
The Judge.
Jesus of Nazareth.
The Mercy Seat.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
He is the firstborn among many brethren.
Over all, God bless forever.
Lord over all.
The deliverer.
Lord both of the dead and living.
The minister of the circumcision.
He is my wisdom.
My righteousness.
My sanctification.
My redemption.
He is the foundation.
My Passover, that spiritual rock.
The image of God,
his unspeakable gift,
my peace.
He is the offering,
he is the sacrifice,
the head over all things to the church.
He is the head of all in all.
He is a servant who humbled himself unto death, even death on a cross. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the image of the invisible God,
the firstborn of every creature,
the creator of all things,
the firstborn from the dead,
the head of the body, the church,
the head of all.
Psalm 145, 1 through 3. I will extol to you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And all God's people said, Amen.
Now, if you can, let's all rise and sing all five verses of hymn 17 in the red hymnal, Our Great Savior.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, what
The Bible says in Philippians 2:9-11, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. One day every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, but only those who have trusted him as Savior will be able to call him both Lord and Savior. May each of us here this morning be able to call him by that name. Thank you. This concludes our presentation."
Well, it almost concludes it. You know, today's a day of celebration, not just this presentation, but this is just some of the things that you see, that the seeds that are sown by a great deal of effort from all the Sunday school teachers, of which I am grateful that I get all of them for 4 years. It's a good day for me to see them graduating, but a sad day as well. They know they're welcome to come to the class anytime, as long as graduating seniors, they don't dominate. But it's been a pleasure, first of all, for me, thanking you parents for trusting your children with me for 4 years. And meaning, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's a love of mine. And I make no apologies for emphasizing not just what we believe, but why we believe it. And anybody who knows me and has sat in my Sunday school class or a trek or at a Devo for youth groups, all the lessons certainly are trusting on the word, but also in why we can trust it, and the apologetics and the reasons that we have to believe, and the evidence that we can know beyond a reasonable doubt that the Bible is God's word, that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus has resurrected. There are all these things we can rest on, because we know that Jesus Christ is a real person. We know that he existed. We know that he is risen from the dead. They still haven't found his body in the tomb. And that we know that 27% of the Bible is prophecy. Most of it's come true already. There's still some left. And there's no other religious document that has any prophecy in it at all of all the major religions. So that's just part of it. But for our graduating seniors, there's one unique thing. I was going to say we've had them all for 4 years, but Keith, like all the Pharisees, I've had for 5 years. It just so happened to work out that with the Ferris children, young adults now and adults now, that where the cutting line was for the age in the Sunday school class, it was more advantageous than to send them to me for an extra year than sit back, maybe be the oldest in a younger group in the middle school. But so two of the things that we're going to be giving. Two of the three things we're going to be giving to the seniors is two books I have. And one, I would suggest your parents read them as well. But this one is a new one. And it's called How the Confident Faith. It's by Mark Middleberg. And it's Building a Firm Foundation for Your Belief. Now, in this book is a test. And it kind of determines on how, since each of us comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ differently, what way you came and what ways would help build your faith stronger so that you're more confident in talking about it with other people as well, and also holding on. The other book I have is called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Now, many of you know I'm a C.S. Lewis fan, and the C.S. Lewis's book Mere Christianity was a significant book for me in cement for the bricks for the foundation for my faith. This is the 21st century version of Mere Christianity. It's the best presentation of the extra biblical evidence of the reasons we have to believe and to hold on. And that the title suggests that the atheists, which at least in the media dominate our culture, they accuse us of having to have faith. It takes far more faith to be an atheist than it does to believe in Jesus Christ. And this is a great presentation of it. I've read it 4 times. I enjoy it each time. The other thing we are giving your graduating seniors is a Bible, which is the sword, of course, in the Word of God. You know, Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 gives us the image of a Roman soldier. The Roman Legion was the dominant army of its day. And it lists all the evidence towards his armor. I just want to read that to you because, like it or not, in our culture, these four that we're mentioning today are entering, when you go into higher education, especially if you're going to a non-Christian college, you are entering the enemy's realm. It is, its philosophy behind its education is anti-God. It's there to destroy any faith that you might have for the sake of humanism or secularism. It is there to squash any belief that there is absolute truth. Now, you think I'm making this up, but I'm not. I'm not. So we need to be prepared. Now, every soldier goes through training. And, you know, you don't just hand soldiers weapons and you say, okay, go out and fight. So when we talk about the Bible being the sword of God, the Word of God is a sword, in order to know how to use a sword, you have to be familiar with it. So I would suggest that even though these books aren't on your phone, and the Bibles that we're going to give you has some commentary that's got some apologetics salted in it, remember that commentaries aren't inspired, the Bible is. And even though you may be less likely to carry that big, thick Bible around, hopefully it's something that you refer to and use frequently. I just want to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. I know I'll read quickly. It says, finally, this is Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now, our graduating seniors, one could not be here today, that's Seth Camacho, but the other three are Brooke Mercero, and I'll ask them to come up, even though they're reluctant, Shannon McLaughlin, and Keith Ferris. If you could come up now so I could give you your gifts. They were wrapped very neatly, which you know that means I didn't wrap them.
You wrapped them too?
Notice the nice ribbon.
So cute.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's very important for you
Heavy. To
know to pray for these people. We should be praying for everybody, but especially them. It's a marked period for their history, if you will. And they're actually going to be spending more time away from us, even if they're here at school. Like, I think Shannon, you're staying local, right? And Keith, you're staying local. And Brooke's going away. Now, Brooke is going to a Liberty School, which is a good Christian school. And normally we tell them what you're going to do and everything, but they're going to figure that out. And I suggest you speak with them and ask them what they're going to do. But I will miss them very much. Hopefully I'll see them at VBS in the end of June. And I've had most of them in track in Awana, so that helps. But it's really important for us as a body to pray for college students because they really are out there against the flow. And it takes very, very strong faith, which is hence the confident faith. And it's going to take you to look for someone who is as strong as you are, where you are, so that you have an accountability partner while you're there. So let's just pray right now for Keith, Brooke, Shannon, and Seth, who's not here today. But let's just pray for them before Tim comes and gives the rest of the message. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the opportunity to lift up these three young people, to Shannon, Brooke, Keith, and the fourth, and Seth, who's not here. We just pray for each one of them that your spirit would be made strong in them because they look to you, that your word would become knowledgeable to them because they read it, that your word would become sharp because they know it. And may we just pray that you would keep them from harm. You know that the devil comes in as an angel of light. We just pray that they would have the strength to resist and to look to you for guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
My five-year man here.
Thank you, it's fun.
He was shorter than me. And now I turn the rest of the service over to Tim. Sorry, Tim, I went a little...
That's always.
We'll give Tim a little grace on how long.
He's going to have to pick between Civil War and boxing. Not going to be able to do both, Tim.
What a funny guy. Tim's a very empathetic guy. I think that if you've had already two messages in a day, it's hard to have a third one, because I've been where you are. When I graduated high school, there was only two seniors in the graduating class. So they did the same thing that they did here. They called our names, we came up. As a matter of fact, the other guy wasn't there. I was the only guy. And when I came up to give him my Bible, I got back to my seat and I opened the Bible. It was written out to the other guy. It's kind of like this morning, because Jim says to me, he says, you know, your name was in the bulletin to speak on May, whatever it was. And he says, and by the way, when you're speaking in June, you're going to have to share that with the high school class. He says, does this upset you? I said, a man of my humility? No. What I will do is, the message is going to be drastically condensed. Let me put it to you this way. I want to read now one verse in Genesis. It's Genesis 6, 18. And this is what the scripture says. And I think it's a fitting thing for you guys. Genesis 6:18, I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark. Now, we're here this morning, and blessed sanity is falling like rain. It's a beautiful time to see the beautiful young people get up and do a great presentation. We're grateful also for the teacher, which did a great job too, and just does a good job all the time. And we kind of take it for granted, but we appreciate it. We do. If you go out into the world, he mentioned about going out into the world as kind of a war zone. The world is right now kind of a war zone, and it's getting difficult. Since the year has started, America has suffered through about 214 mass shootings. And we are now right now on day 156 of the calendar, and we've had 214 mass shootings already. The Bible says that in the times of Noah, the Lord said that there was a lot of violence on the earth. He looked and he said, it's just violence on the earth. And right now, there's a lot of violence on the earth. Do you know, in our history, in our country's history, how many days do you think that we have been without war? The answer is only 7%. 93% of the time, one way or the other, America has been at war. And war is where you out-violent the next guy. That's how you win. Well, let me say this to you. Something beautiful about Noah was that he listened, he prepared the ark, he stayed in the ark, but when he came out of that ark, he made a sacrifice. I don't think I would have done that. If I come out of the ark at that, when it's done, the only thing I have really is the ark. I don't have any people around me. I don't have any crops. I don't have any shelter. I'm starting from scratch again. But he takes of those animals, the clean animals, and he offers a sacrifice. And that is what the answer to our world is, and troubles in our world, is that we have to come and we have to offer to the Lord Jesus Christ the sacrifice of praise. We have to trust him as our Savior, and we have to offer these things from our hearts, just like we did this morning at 9:30. And that will go a long, long, long way towards solving the problems that we have in our country right now. I'll close up with this thought. Noah had one window in that ark, one window, and it could only see up. It can only see up. Just have your one window that you can only see up. And there came a time where he let a raven out. The raven went back and forth across the waters and didn't return, because the raven was going to land on some carcass and start feasting. And that's what a lot of Christians do. They're carnal believers. They just go out like the raven, and they don't really live their lives for the Lord. They just feast on the things of the world. But then Noah sends out a dove, and the dove does eventually come back. The second time, the dove comes back with an olive branch in her beak. And you can be that way for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're heading out that window, you're kind of like heading out now for you four who are graduating, you three who are here. Come back to the Lord with that olive and say, listen, I did make a bit of a difference. You never know. You may be the one who talks somebody out of doing something terrible. Because when one guy does something terrible, he's just not impacting the person that he hurts in a violent act. He's impacting, I'd say, about probably 20, 30 people where the ball game is over for them now. Parents, siblings, all type of thing. Whenever time rolls around, you know, Memorial Day and such like that, I have a dear friend, and his daughter took a little bit too much heroin the night before Thanksgiving, and she didn't wake up. Well, now every Thanksgiving for him is shot for the rest of his days. That's it. It's done. You could be that person. Say, Lord, I brought that olive branch back to you. I was able, I didn't even know it, but I was able to say a word in season, change their lives. Let's close out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for our presentation this morning. Bless these young people, Lord. Bless their hearts and their lives. Give them the persuasion and the strength to look up that window just up, Lord, just straight up, the one window in the ark of their souls. And Lord God, let them be like the dove, returning to you with the peace and the blessing. And we pray these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.